Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of music for you, all of it local, most of it brand new, and we're going to be kicking things off with a brand new track from Schedule One from their latest album, Crucible, which just dropped a couple weeks ago. The song is Drifting. It's kind of a hard post-punk jam, really into what they're doing, and following that, some more post-punk goodness with brand new Spectres. The song is Dominion, and it is from their latest album, Presence, which just dropped in March of this year. And all of the jams that we're going to be playing on today's show are a little bit tumultuous. They're a little bit sublime. They're a little bit moody and brooding. And I think it is perfect music for springtime, where it can go from sunny to stormy in seconds here on the West Coast. And then stay tuned next week as well, because it is going to be a Verboten Festival Spectacular. We're playing some of the choicest goth music cuts that this city and beyond has to offer. And all of the artists are going to be playing at that festival. But that's next week. So today, let's stick to the moody chill stuff, except for these two tracks.
Stop.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. Now, I did say we were going to be listening to some chill and brooding stuff today. The last two tracks definitely were not chill. They were very high energy, and I enjoyed listening to them. There were some new jams from Schedule 1. The song was Drifting, and it's off of their latest album, Crucible, which just dropped. And after that was some brand new Spectres with the track Dominion, and that is from their latest album, Presence. Gonna change gears a little bit here. Up next, we got some brand new music from Dream Loss. The song is Projections. It is from their album, Lower Ground. And following that, we got two tracks from Patrick Ferrugia that just dropped in the last couple months. The first one is his latest single, Memory Bank. And following that is the song, True 2. And you can find those both on the artist's Bandcamp page. It is Patrick Ferrugia, F-A-R-R-U-G-I-A, or you can head on over to Oh No No Radio on Instagram, and we got you covered for all of those links to everyone we're playing on today's show.
We'll be right back. This is Bird Note. A bottle, some sugar water, and something red. From Alaska to Patagonia, the familiar components of a hummingbird feeder. Most of us think of this as a fairly recent preoccupation, dating to around the same time as the first airplane. But its true lineage is much older. Late in the 17th century, the Attorney General of colonial New England, Benjamin Bullivant, described a device he had created to feed ruby-throated hummingbirds. It was a small glass covered with paper on top, with holes just large enough to fit the bird's bill. Bullivant fed his visitors on a recipe heavy in honey. Others at the time concocted hummingbird brews from such unhealthy ingredients as dry white wine, cracker crumbs, and molasses. In those early days, only in the tropical colonies was cane sugar abundant and cheap enough to give to the birds. There, we're told, a popular party trick was for a young lady of the island to hold a sugar cube between puckered lips, drawing the jewel-like birds to hover before her face and feed. We have a recipe for a healthy hummingbird brew on our website, birdnote.org. Check it out. I'm Mary McCann.
Yeah.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial. We are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got an hour of new local music for you. The last couple tracks we listened to were Dream Loss with Projections. Following that was two songs by Patrick Ferrugia, Memory Bank and True 2. Two recent singles that the artist has just put out in the last couple months. And Patrick's going to be playing at the upcoming Music Waste Festival happening in early June, which is featuring over 40 local acts, new, old, all across every genre imaginable. It's going to be a really great time. Future Star is playing it. Devours is playing it. Future Memories is playing it. I'm just rattling some bands off the top of my head that I know are playing it. So are What? So are Yep. It's a cavalcade of hits. So do not miss Music Waste. Up next, we got two songs from two artists who are going to be playing an upcoming music festival. The Verboten Music Festival is happening May 9th to 12th, and two of the artists that are going to be playing it are from Vancouver. The first one I'm going to be playing up next is Girlfriends and Boyfriends with their cover of Bruce Coburn's Lovers in a Dangerous Time from their latest best of album, Lost in the Noise. And following that is a brand new single from Actors. The song is In Real Life. And yeah, you can check both of these artists at the Verboten Festival.
Get to stop and open our eyes.